another day, man. Steamy out there.
Already?
Yeah, it's hot.
What? You have a veteran defensive line coming back.
Yes.
Is it moving any different? Are you more, will more be expected out of you guys?
We're the veteran group now, you know, just like how we expected a lot of our linebackers last year. I know everybody's expecting a lot out of us, and we're going to take that challenge. Me and Louie being the main seniors right now, you know, take on the challenge. We both work hard, you know, we understand what we have to do. We want to be able to make a lot of plays, you know, just like we did last year, but more. And hopefully we can be the catalyst to get us to a championship.
At this time of year, do you guys even mention or go through anything about other teams?
Yeah, well, I know I am. Me and Louie, we sit in the meeting room, talk about different teams, what they do. Just going over their main plays. I try to get a couple guys together. You know, we do some things. I think some of the linebackers, they get together, do different things. You know, I mean, we actually started last year. We had summer.
Yeah, yeah.
We started that summer thing. It was, you know, the linebackers. And now this year we took over kind of. We're doing it more often now. And we want our defensive line to be smart. We want to know formations. We want to know, you know, the personnel they're coming out in. What's their favorite play out of these formations? Like, you know, so we can really take it to the next level and be able to anticipate plays and make those big plays.
You guys down to tendency so much that you can tell when a guy's back on his heels. Has it gotten that far yet?
Well, I mean, a lot of guards, you know, they like to sit back on the heels when you know they're pulling. Yeah. They're either pulling or, you know, you can look at the offensive tackle, see if he has his foot a little bit further back. He's kick sliding probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's probably passed. So, you know, I mean, we look for that all the time. Anything that can give us a play. You know, if it's a guy that may look, you know, one way before the snap, you know, I had seen the center this year. He actually looked where he was going before the snap, and, you know, that kind of helps, you know. Mm-hmm. As a defensive line, we try to pick up anything we can, you know.
How is this summer different for you than last year in terms of you've established yourself now?
It's a big difference. Last year, you know, I really wasn't, you know, known that well, you know. I was on fire and I was hungry, you know. I haven't done anything. I know I wanted to establish myself. I was always in the building working hard. You know, I'm still doing that now, but it's just a lot more pressure. You know, I'm a leader on this team now. Guys expect a lot out of me. I'm one of the Hawkeye Challenge captains, trying to take care of a team. You know, I want to make sure my guys are all right, you know, taking care of business, you know. So it's not just worrying about myself now. It's trying to get everybody else to believe in what I believe in.
How do you keep yourself motivated and keep that hunger that you talked about having last year?
Last year wasn't good enough. Losing five games, that's not good enough, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was a good year for us, but for me, I plan on contending for a championship. That's my motivation, play at the highest level.
One thing I've never asked you, your uncle, Rich Walker, he was assistant basketball coach here forever.
Yeah.
How much did he have to in you coming in?
It played somewhat of a big role. You know, it was good for me coming here to have somebody I can talk to about, you know, just Iowa City. You know, being around here, I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he helped me. I met a lot of people that he know, you know, just kind of gave me a chance to get my reputation across to people. And, you know, him being here kind of also helped me too.